This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker here, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Only have about 1 minute for an intro. We're going to wrap this sermon up here today. You're listening to a sermon I just preached last weekend at Island Community Church. We're going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. We're wrapping up chapters 4 and 5 here with today's message. I invite you out to Island this weekend if you're looking for a church home, if you're interested in hearing this preaching series here through the book of Revelation. We've come to the time now, friends, where in my humble opinion, there is no more apropos or no more study for us to get into than looking at Bible prophecy, Matthew chapters 24 and 25 and the book of Revelation. This weekend, we're looking at what happens next when the Lamb of God unlooses or looses more of the seals on this scroll. We're going to see some horses that are sent out. That'll be this Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you. Tomorrow, we'll be here looking at the parable of the talents. Let's wrap up this message now, the throne room of God.
Verse 9, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. By your will they exist and were created." What an incredible scene. The 24 elders being the 12 apostles and perhaps the 12 tribes of Israel too. It's kind of freaky perhaps for John to see with his own eyes the 12 apostles since he was one of them. Right? Okay, let's move on with this heavenly scene here. Let's move on to chapter 5. Now I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll, Greek word biblios, where our word Bible comes from. I saw a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Now it's God the Father on the throne, right? We'll see God the Son in a moment, who's represented by a different symbol. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals?" Now, this scroll is the title deed to planet Earth and all of its history, past, present, and future. Verse 3, no one in heaven or earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Ha, I wonder if it was maybe himself." But he was unable to recognize him. Can you imagine that? Here's John writing this, and here's John coming up to telling him, "Psst, fool. Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, he has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 living creatures and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain. Greek word here meaning slaughtered, not killed. Having seven heads, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. All right, now this book of Revelation is a book of symbols. The lamb slain. Matter of fact, Revelation chapter 13 says the lamb slain from the foundation of the world is a picture of Jesus Christ, right? Whom John the Baptist declared, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. I heard J. Vernon McGee say the book of Revelation is the easiest book in the world to understand. Once you understand what the symbols mean, we know what lamb is. We know who the lamb is. We know who the dragon is, right? That ought to intimidate you to no end to see when I see someone that had two horns like a lamb but spoke like a dragon. Man, oh man, you better run. He expects you to know who that is. Those of you that know the Word of God won't be deceived. Those of you that don't know the Word of God, I don't know what to tell you. Other than Matthew 24:24, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect, meaning you. Okay. Let's move on here. We're running. I'm already out of time. Revelation 5:8. Now, when he had taken the scroll, that's the Lamb. That's Jesus. He's taken the scroll from God's hand. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you've redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you've made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Boy, let's not just skimp over this, what he said here. It's the blood of Christ that's redeemed us, right? You have redeemed us to God by your blood. That word redeem, it means to buy back out of the slave market. That you and I were slaves of sin, and God has bought you out. He has redeemed you. He has bought you out of the slave market, and he set you free. That's what it means to be redeemed. It's like a redeemed slave. Verse 11, then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. What a scene up in heaven. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, as such as are in the sea, and all that is in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, so be it. Amen. The 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. What a scene. You could be a part of that scene as well by putting your faith in the Lamb that was slain, Jesus Christ, Son of God. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And indeed, God took away your sins and laid them all upon his Son. Isaiah 53:6 declares, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What's required of you is, number one, admitting you're a sinner and that you can't make it on your own. That admitting you're a sinner and you can't make it on your own. Number two, calling on the name of the Lord. Romans 10:13, he who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Number three, turning and repenting of your sins. And number four, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. I know everyone here, I believe everyone here is saved. But just keep in mind, this is going outside of these four walls and going on the radio this week. And is going on the podcast here later today. And you have a decision that you have to ask yourself. Where do you want to be when this happens? Here on earth during the tribulation? Or up in heaven? And one of these many, many people that is worshiping God, worshiping the Lamb, and rejoicing in heaven, you have a choice to make. One of the prophets said, it says, many are in the valley of decision. And you got to decide where you're going to spend eternity. When we get to Revelation chapter 9, we see people refuse to repent. And God showed me one day, they don't repent because they can't repent. Because they can't. Because the time is coming when this age of grace is going to be done. And the Spirit won't tug at your heart anymore. Where are you going to spend eternity? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us to yourself. Thank you for the gift of faith you've given us. We respond in faith. Return and repent of sin. Return, repent of our sins. We pray and ask for your cleansing. Wash our sins away, Lord. Redeem us back to yourself. Or we receive that. We receive what you did. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for reconciling us back to God the Father. And for everyone hearing this on the radio or on the podcast, the Bible says, for as many as call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You can be guaranteed that you will spend eternity with heaven and have your sins forgiven and have eternal life by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For with the heart one believes, the Bible says, unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I encourage you to turn and repent of sin. And receive Jesus Christ today. And it's in his name we pray here in this church. And Lord, we pray too for all those that are going to hear this message. Move in them in a mighty way today. Use this message to add more names to the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
I come to you, my God, the joy of my